The Marbens business revolves around sailing. The funny thing is, although she grew up near a lake in Washington County, sailing held no great attraction for Melissa. Ali's was a different story. He started sailing professionally in his native Germany at age 17 and competed around the globe. The two met when Melissa tagged along with friends who set off to sail in New Zealand. She babysat for the kids.
I was nannying for some friends, and they were doing the America's Cup.
Melissa and Ali married, and he continued to sail.
We were based in Germany. We had our one box there. And then we traveled together for 6 years on just about every continent. I think the only one we didn't make it to was Asia on that trip. So
they started toying with the idea of a small business, making bags out of sailcloth. In 2005, their young family in tow, the Marbens decided to settle down near Melissa's family in Heartland.
He bought some sewing machines when we were in Germany, and he made the bags, and I was like, oh, I've seen these in every port. I mean, as long as there have been sailmakers, there have been people making bags out of old sails. I had seen them all over, and they were all very cliche, with an anchor or a sailboat or, you know, something like that.
But Ali Marben possesses some special skills. Before sailing professionally, he worked as a professional sailmaker.
He's got the side that, you know, makes them extremely functional. Like, he'll, you know, fold the seams just right and put the right kind of zipper in and make that happen and do the right materials. And then I get to have fun decorating with colors.
Their refurbished fleet of industrial strength machines aren't much bigger than a Singer, but Ali says they're far more resilient.
Those machines we used, that manufacturer, the Adler manufacturer, we used throughout the apprenticeship, so that's why I was very familiar with them. And they are the best sail-making machines. And I picked that one up through a friend who services sewing machines. The outside, I guess, is from the 40s. But the steel casting is so much better than a new machine, that there's less movement in there. So we just put all brand new parts in it and hung a stitching computer on the bottom. And
he demonstrates. The machine hums as it turns out a precise zigzag. Their collection now numbers over a dozen items, including a wine bag and iPad case. Melissa says she and Ali stick to their business niche.
I will cut the sails, I will put the handles on, but I don't touch the sewing machines. My husband does it, and, you know, he's tried to teach me before, and I said, when you learn how to do laundry, I'll learn how to sew. We got to have some kind of a trade-off.
Where do you get your materials?
When people are ready to be done with their sails, they give us a call. We give them a credit to use toward bags, and they, you know, get bags made out of their sail or made from a different sail.
Two sails lay rolled on the floor from nearby lakes. Melissa unfurls a vibrant one.
That's a sail that came to us from California. They gave us their sails and we gave them bags.
She fashioned straps from salvaged seat belts.
We found a couple of them in warehouses that have been closing down, and they'll find boxes of seat belts. People know to contact us now.
Marben's products and prices range from a $10 luggage tag to, at the moment, the hottest item, a beach tote at $185. Melissa says a mixture of online and in-person selling, especially at sailing events, keep them afloat.
We do regattas all summer. We have a trailer and we'll pull up to a regatta.
And they employ three part-time workers. But the Marbens are not yet sustaining their family of four on Stiluka's profits. Ali holds a research and development day job and sews at night. Up until a month ago, the Marbens ran their business out of their basement. They just cleaned up and moved into a sun-drenched space in an industrial park in Heartland. They hope to grow the business so Ali can focus solely on his sewing expertise and at the same time encourage creative reuse of products. Melissa says it resonates with the environmental awareness she felt was more commonplace in Europe. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.